Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Everything we know about dinosaurs, we learn from examining fossils. But as Peter Dodson, professor of Earth and Environmental Science at the University of Pennsylvania, explains, the nature of fossilization can leave the field open to errors in interpretation.
Dinosaur species are hard to determine. More than 600 species are known from around the world, most from fewer than six specimens, often represented by only a skull or partial skeleton. The best chance to determine species reliably is when we have a large sample. Psittacosaurus is a little plant eater, barely 4 feet long, that lived 125 billion years ago in Central Asia. It is one of the most abundant dinosaurs known. 15 species have been described, but we focus on three species from a single locality in northeastern China. These are Psittacosaurus luciatunensis, Psittacosaurus major, and Hongshanosaurus hoai. All specimens come from the Yixian Formation and live together at the same time. Graduate student Brandon Hedrick and I studied 28 skulls, ranging in length from 3 inches to 8 inches. We used powerful three-dimensional scanners and determined landmarks on skulls in 3D space. We subjected the data to computer analysis and plotted the results. These show that the specimens called Psittacosaurus luciatunensis are preserved in the round, no crushing. Specimens called P major are flattened side to side, and specimens called Hongshanosaurus are crushed so that the back of the skull is pushed down. We conclude that the two distorted species are merely preservational variants of a single species. Paleontologists have long understood that growth and sexual differences must be taken into account when defining species. Our study underscores the importance of postmortem preservational effects and demonstrates the value of powerful new technological tools in paleontology.
That was Peter Dodson of the University of Pennsylvania. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.